Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. 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 No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Insights. Thank you for joining us here in the United States and around the world. Jimmy Mack returns today to offer healings to callers and listeners. And in addition to letting you know that he will join us twice per month on the first and third Wednesday, I have a few announcements to make and some things I wanted to share with you all. I have added an additional segment to the monthly lineup. If you've been tuning in for more than a year, you may be familiar with Abram the Mayan Shaman, who came on the air to teach about manifestation. Abram is channeled by my co-host Sue Masseri's husband, Tom. But unlike my technique of channeling, where if I'm getting a message from an entity like Jesus or one of my spirit guides, they tell me the words and then I relay it in my own voice. It's a little different, where Tom is a full body channel and Abram steps into his body while he sleeps, similar to Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet. So Abram will teach a reality class on a variety of topics once per month on the second Tuesday, and you'll get to hear his unique style of expression. This month I have two special guest segments, and I will have in the first one an in-depth discussion on out-of-body experiences with Darrell E. Berry Jr., who has been studying and practicing in this subject for over 40 years, so I'm really looking forward to that. I've also, by way of some miracle, met another full-body channel named Danielle Gibbons, and she channels Mother Mary, or as some of us know her, the Blessed Mother. I have seen videos, I've heard recordings, and I'm reading her book now, which absolutely brings me to tears because the energy is so palpable. So I've researched this thoroughly, and the energy is just so pure. I know you'll enjoy her loving demeanor and soothing voice when Danielle steps aside to allow her to come through and offer us a message of love and peace. If you'd like to get a sense of just how powerful this is, visit belovedpublishing.com and you'll be able to hear the recordings. Again, that's belovedpublishing.com. Moving on a sad note, Shaman Rai has informed me that he'll no longer be on the show so he can focus on his new project. I will miss him dearly, but I wish him well in all of his endeavors, and I thank him for his vibrant contribution to the fabric of this show. One last thing, I've made a new free MP3 guided meditation available. Visit the website at spiritualinsightsradio.com, sign up for the monthly newsletter, and you'll receive the MP3 for The Money Mystique, Step Into a Future of Abundance. What it does is it helps you improve your relationship with money, and while you're there, you can also hear the archive of Abram's appearance from Beyond the Veil. Okay, so that's what I have to share with you. On with the show. Jimmy asks that if you own a pendulum, ladies and gentlemen, please have it handy. If you're calling in, or even if you're just listening as Jimmy works with a caller, as he asks questions of that caller, you can ask the same question of yourself and see and feel the answer. The pendulum should also respond. It's really fascinating. And then you can also participate in the energy work that Jimmy's performing. Don't forget to visit Jimmy's website, jimmymackhealing.com, for some free goodies and review his amazing array of products. And as always, if you send me a testimonial about today's segment or any other, I'll send you a copy of Total Body Prana Flush. It's a very healing guided meditation. We have a couple more things to tell you about, but let me bring Jimmy on the air. Welcome back, Jimmy. It's great to have you with me again.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love your intro. It's so smooth, and I was going to tease you and tell you I'm just here for the metaphysical free-for-all. That's my favorite.
Thanks. Well, this is all part of it.
Awesome.
It's all metaphysics, you know. And
no doubt.
So I got your newsletter today, Jimmy, and I want to tell the audience
okay.
that you have a new book coming out. I'll ask you about that in a moment. But you've also been invited to speak at the Unity Church in Lecanto, Florida, on Saturday, June 11th of this year, which is 2016. And you'll be doing a brief overview, and then you'll follow with a live demonstration at 2 p.m. If you're in that area, ladies and gentlemen, and you'd like to attend and sign up, visit newagethinkers.org, and you can find that information there. And you can also book a private session with Jimmy within two parameters of time between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and approximately 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And you can contact those hosts at 352-628-3253. And then on June 7th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, Jimmy will be on a very popular Las Vegas radio show called Life in the Hologram with Madeline Rudy. And you'll have to do a Google search to check that out, but I'm sure you can find it easily. If not, check Jimmy's website, which is jimmymachealing.com, once again. Okay, and what's this? This is a nice cover. Spiritual healing techniques. What do you discuss in this book?
Yeah, this is really the A through Z piece of My Liquid Fish. There's been so much response, of course, over the years of doing this, that, you know, we get different things and downloads, as you well know, and different things pop up all the time. So it's basically the manual about A through Z. I've had a lot of questions through the years of people, what about this and what about that? And sometimes they might move to the left or the right or spin around like a washing machine. You know how it goes. And there's so many nuances to it. So this is going to lay it all out for people. And it's more or less like a GPS type of roadmap, if you will, for the people that are already fishing, or if they don't know how to at all, it starts out from the very beginning. And so it's a more complete piece as opposed to just giving people the overview.
Cool. And I want to thank you formally for sending me all of your books. I'm into How to Heal Yourself and Others now, and it's really quite interesting. I love all your theories, balloon theory, the dog and ball theory. It's really a cool way of expressing what you know.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And once again, I'm sure to enjoy all of them.
You're welcome.
And look forward to the new one.
Yeah, my friend teases me. I'm about a 12-year-old writing for a 12-year-old. So, but you know, the other way to go about it is a lot of it and what we're doing is so deep in mysticism and so deep in physics and transformation that, you know, I could write a gobbledygook book that would be 500 pages long and nobody would get it, you know. So we really want to break it down as it comes through from spirit to be just as simple as possible. And, you know, you and I, we all resonate with different people, and my stuff especially, you know, I want to be in that place where people kind of already figured there was an easier way to do things. And this is it. So
That reminds me of an important part of A Course in Miracles where it was spoken, the words were spoken, there must be another way. And that's how A Course in Miracles got started. So, yeah, ask yourself those questions and allow those answers to come to you. All right, so before we get to the phone, let me go over the preparation. Again, we'll take one question per caller. Please don't blend several questions into one. You must be in a quiet place where you can do this comfortably. You'll be doing the technique standing up, feet hip width apart, and facing north. So please determine where north is ahead of time. Jimmy will ask questions, and your body will respond automatically by leaning forward for yes and backward for no. Again, if you have a pendulum, have that handy and use it to get answers as we take callers and participate in the healings. And when you're with us, when you're on the air with us live, you can actually watch the energy of the pendulum change from yes to no or vice versa. So that'll be a fun demonstration as well. All right. So let me go over the lineup of callers. First up is area code 352, followed by 419, then again 352. That number ends in the number 4 to differentiate between the first caller. And area code 630, and I will refresh the list as we go. So bring you live 352, the last number is 9. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you from? Hello.
How do I get on?
Hi, you're on.
Can you hear me?
You're on. Yeah,
I am on.
You got it.
Hi, I'm Patty, and I'm from the Villages, Florida.
Hi, Patty. Hi. I figure.
I guess my question is, I have suffered from digestive issues and constipation for the last probably 64 years, because I'm 64 years old, and I seem to be in even a worse phase at this point.
Okay. First off, you know, as far as all that goes, I really like and I would explore at some point hydrocolon therapy just to get cleaned out. If I ask bacteria, virus, mold, fungus, mildew, yeast, candida, negative patch, and I would also look into doing a parasite cleanse. I feel like that's been with you a long time. We can easily pick up parasites at any, gosh, you know, scallions in the salad. Salad isn't totally clean. Sushi is just a disaster. You'd be surprised how long you can...
I was treated for H. pylori about a year ago,
okay.
And supposedly it was cleared up, but it hasn't helped, you know, my other issue.
Yeah, I get that you still have H. pylori for what it's worth, and just that's simply a bacterial piece in the stomach that they're saying that you have, and there's a blend in there with ulcers and everything else, so I'm sure you don't know whether you're coming or going some days. And I love digestive enzymes. I like Now products. You certainly need to have one of those. If I ask Spirit, it doesn't show up as plant, but rather the super enzymes. So you certainly need some help on that. So I would look at getting some enzymes to take with every meal. And then Dr. Oz did an entire program on probiotics, and you really need to take about 3 probiotics at about 3 o'clock every day, and that'd go a long way to build that back up as well. Does that make sense?
Okay, I take one in the morning right now.
Yeah, that's not doing you any good. Like I said, Dr. Oz himself did a whole show on that, and what happens is we're taking digestive enzymes and things, and those are eating up those live probiotics, you know, and just cramming it all together on the way out. So I don't know that you're getting that much out of that, but if you took 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that'd probably help you a lot. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you know, you're saying you had 64 years of this, so I would really be throwing out all the stops and see what you and I can get away with together, you know what I'm saying? So I would take 3 of those every day at 3. I would be taking some type of digestive enzyme with every meal. I would look at a parasite cleanse online. They're very inexpensive. You can go from there. Do you want to stand up and feel the energy of it? Use a pendulum at all? Or you just stand? Okay. You can just stand and ignore.
Okay.
It's Patty.
Patty.
It's Patty, correct? Yeah. So you can just say that. I still have H. pylori. It's going to pull you forward to yes.
Yes. Oops.
Okay. And so I'm going to delete that, release and resolve it, erase it, and surrender it all out now. It's going to pull you backwards and you feel it leave.
Oops.
Makes sense? Okay. And that's the signature of that, of course. And so I would really, really difficult to get rid of that once you have it. And, again, all that relates to is a bacterial issue within the stomach. Okay. And the other thing they don't always tell you is the bacteria can switch between bacteria and virus all the time. So back and forth, it just gets odd, you know. But if we can get that cleaned up, I think you'd be infinitely better off, okay? And let's just do something for your digestive system as a whole, okay? And right now, if you just say my digestive system functions at 100%, it's going to pull you backwards.
My digestive system functions at 100%. Yep.
Okay. And we're going to change that to yes, and you'll feel the drift pull you forward when it comes in.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yep.
Awesome. Thrilled to talk to you live, Patty. I was just up in the Villages not too long ago, and I'll be up at the Unity in Lecanto, probably about 30 miles from you. Second Saturday in June, I think it is. So if I can ever help you, let me know.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate
it.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks for calling in. You too.
Okay.
Thanks, Patty.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Awesome. I like the Villages. Okay. Area code 419, you're up next. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio, and my name is Dorothy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Dorothy. What can Jimmy help you with?
Jimmy, I seem to be having problems recently with my weight. I started taking an antidepressant, and I just can't control my weight. and I'm wondering, what do you suggest for that? Where is the imbalance in my system?
Okay, so first off, yeah, the first thing.
I know it would be weight gain from taking the antidepressant, but I feel like I really need it.
Sure, and I understand that. I would never, you know, want to contradict anything like that, but certainly it feels like all this added drudgery, if you will, came on after you started taking it, correct?
Right, yeah.
In other words, it got harder and harder, yeah. And so what I would want to do is, if you want to stand up, face due north, and let's line you up with that. And, you know, with each caller, instead of just taking everybody individually, I really want this to radiate out for the masses. So anybody that listened to that previous caller that has perhaps stomach issues or digestive issues, we want it to clear up for them.
Okay.
Half the world's on, you know, psychotropics and taking prescription pills for antidepressants. So we want to clean you up right now, and hopefully everybody ever listens to it as well, okay?
Thank you.
So it doesn't matter what you're taking, yeah, if you're standing up and facing due north, and you just think of your antidepressant right now, it's going to pull you backwards.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm just telling you ahead of time what they're telling me. So, and we're going to release whatever's blocking you from that, disentangle and uncollapse it, surrender it all out now, and let's just bring her more in harmony with the prescription she's taking now. Pull her straight forward when you change it. Thank you.
Yes, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a cool, weird feeling, I know. So, awesome. And that's going to help you out a lot, okay? And often we're taking these different prescriptions, and hey, every now and then you might need a Z-Pack to get through the cold winter or whatever it might be. And you know, if this is working for you on an emotional, mental level, then you got to do what you got to do, you know. But by the same token, I want to minimize all the negative symptoms. Half the time, as you know, if we watch something on TV, it takes them longer to talk about the side effects than the drug itself. So that's a train wreck, of course. But let's do for you also, let's just bring in that whatever antidepressant she's taking at this time, let's have it come in with more harmony, with zero side effects, and pull her straight forward when you bring it into zero side effects, including weight gain. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. And I don't know you, so you can tell all the listeners that, and I'm pulling you around your living room, so it's quite funny after a while, right?
I can really feel it.
There
I
you
can
go.
Feel myself going forward.
I know. It's wild stuff. I do it morning, noon, or night. It'll always be weird, crazy to me, but it's weird, crazy fun, and it works. So that's going to help you out a lot. I also get white for you, so I would consider giving up everything white. And by that, I mean white potatoes. You could go with yams. I'm not into deprivation. I certainly would want you to be able to still eat, but no white rice. Even wild rice doesn't test good for you, but brown rice does. So you see how you can kind of switch things around, no white sugar, but go with stevia. They're even showing me that agave tests good for you. Honey tests weak for you, actually, but agave works, or stevia. So you get what I'm saying. So anything that's white, you want to cut that out. And that would go a long way to help you and, you know, anyone else probably in your predicament that would like to shed some excess pounds. Okay. What are you doing for exercise?
I haven't been very good about that.
Okay, that's what's coming through immediately. And so even if you put on your, now that the better weather's here, even if you put on your tennis shoes and get out in the morning or the evening and walk around the block a few times, anything's going to be better than nothing, okay? And
okay.
I love yoga, tai chi, qigong, zumba, anything that can get you moving. You don't have to learn how to teach it, but you could sure stand in the back and do whatever your version was of it, okay? And if they're all pretzeled up, I'm not doing that. You know, it's just not going to happen. So, but by the same token, you want to at least be moving, okay?
Thank you.
I have a couple
suggestions.
For
calling. Sure.
I have a few suggestions
in.
For you, Dorothy, if you're open, because I was a severe depression sufferer most of my life, but at least up until the age of 33. I was always walking through molasses. It was very hard, very terrible. But then Course in Miracles came along, if you're familiar with it, and I teach it on the show. Yeah. And I think what got me down most was, you know, I wanted to know how life worked, but I wanted to know how my mind worked and why people acted the way they do. And this is what helped me gain that understanding so that I could see people for who they really were, which they are a child of God, like we are. We're not separate. And that really put me on such a spiritual level of peace that I was able to maintain. I was also on antidepressants at the time, a very low dose, and that really helped. But what a message that came through to me after I started the course was that when we do crunches, which is fairly simple, you just want to be careful of your neck and concentrate on your core. I'm not a doctor or a trainer, but just be careful. And what I was told to do was get on the floor and do, start with 10, but work your way up to 25 crunches. And what that does is it activates the chakra in your solar plexus. Are you familiar with the chakra system?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, depression is directly related to feeling a sense of loss about your sense of power. And when we don't feel able to make changes or create or move forward, we can't let go of one thing and can't move on either. We're stuck. And then the ego kind of takes over and puts us in this inky blue fog. So doing the crunches activates that chakra and makes you feel a little more empowered. So it might give you a little more pep. Just depends on how you approach that and embrace that intention for personal power. Does that make sense to you, Dorothy?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
It helped me tremendously.
I will try that. Thank you.
And definitely, if you're open to it, get into A Course in Miracles and tune into the segments, and I'll help you any way I can, okay?
Thank you. God bless
you. You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Jimmy. Bye-bye.
You bet. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good stuff. The way my life changed after that came along is just, it's night and day. I don't suffer from depression, and what I'm able to do is, it basically states, I think it's important for someone listening to hear this, that every mood is a choice,
sure.
And then when we experience a negative emotion, then we have the choice to negate that and relinquish it and get back to peace and love. And it takes some practice, but I got to the point where I could do that in 20 minutes in the face of a crisis.
Love it.
So, yeah, it was really good stuff.
And that's a short change time, really, if you're talking full-blown crisis stuff. So that's really good.
Yeah, I freaked some people out. A family member of mine had flatlined, and they got him back. And I was a mess, but by the next morning I was bouncing around, and my husband wanted to know, why aren't you upset? I said, I let it go.
Yeah.
I let it go. My first feeling was guilt, because if I had been there, that wouldn't have happened, because I'm so powerful, you know what I mean? Because we think these crazy thoughts that if we were somehow involved, we could have prevented something. And if something's meant to happen,
right,
it's going to happen. You can't get around it. All right. Let me refresh. 352 followed by 630 followed by 443. Okay, area code 352, what's your name? And I assume you're around the villages too? Hello? All right, maybe your phone's on mute. I'll come back to you. Okay. Sometimes phones go on mute. And I think it's polite to just put them on hold and come back at some point. Okay, Area 630, that bumps you up. Welcome to the show. What's your name? And where are you from?
Hi, my name is Mia.
Hi, Mia. Where are you from?
Naples.
Cool.
In Florida.
Hi, Mia.
I love your energy.
Awesome.
What is your question?
Yeah.
What's your question, Jimmy?
I'm in a situation where I'm looking for a full-time job. I'm currently working part-time, and
okay,
I need a full-time job I want a full-time job to pay more bills, like pay down debts, and be more comfortable about my living situation.
Yeah,
I'm just going by with
just
the part-time job right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't feel like I don't even feel like that could be a full time. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, that's how it shows up. So I certainly would be looking at other things. If you want to stand up, we'll rock some stuff out for you and everybody out there that's either underemployed or unemployed. And if you want to face due north, you can feel the energy of it. Okay. So right now, there's going to be a weakness in your employment. It's going to feel like it's pulling you backwards as you stand there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it going back, and so we're going to release that for you and everyone that ever hears the sound of my voice that's either underemployed or unemployed. We're going to surrender that up into the void and delete it all out now. are going to strengthen all that and make it a lot more positive. It's going to pull you forward when it changes. Here we go. You'll feel the drift going forward now.
Yes, I can feel it.
Yeah, there you go. And so you're a neighbor of mine. I'm out of Florida, too, and Char is, too. She's out of Kissimmee, Orlando, and I'm out of Tampa Bay area, St. Pete, Clearwater. So I would encourage you, obviously, ask around as far as friends go, all the websites, Career Builder, any of the job sites, that sort of thing. And we'll see what happens now. But I think when you least expect it, something may show up for you, or you'll have a higher probability of a friend going, hey, you know who you ought to talk to, and that's the kind of thing that will lead into something else. I always say to Spirit, show me and tell me beyond all knowing it could have only come from you, meaning Spirit, I want them to almost God smack me and say, hey, you know, it's just amazing. So you'll bump into somebody, it'll introduce you to somebody else that will introduce you to that person that's going to get you a better job. Does that make sense?
Yes. I need to ask more. I've been putting applications
online. Yeah, I feel like you need to speak
and,
up for yourself. Yeah. And I feel like you really need to speak up for yourself. And I'm going to change receiving for you right now and deserving and worthiness and make that a lot stronger for you to be able to ask for more help or contribution. Okay? I just changed them. It's okay. So I even have an audio MP3 on work, job, employment. It's part of my audio section on mybeliefworks.com. It's actually, if you go to jimmymackhealing.com, you can look at both books and audios. So that may be something you might want to consider at some point. And for everybody today, by the way, anybody that will email me, it's info@jimmymackhealing.com and mention Char in the show. We're going to send you an ebook and an audio download on money and good fortune, and so that would only help you as well. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for the call, man. Yeah, it's nice
thank
to talk
you.
To you. All right. Thank visit you. His website and go check it out. All right, honey?
Yeah, it's all free.
All right.
So.
Yeah, it's all free. Yeah, okay, honey.
Check it out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So sweet. Okay,
yes,
area code 443. This should be Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
Hi,
I know
how
your number
you?
By heart now.
I know. How about that?
What's going on?
I'm Hi, Jimmy Mack.
Hi. How are you, Kathy?
I'm always tired. I've got arthritis. I don't sleep good anymore. And I'm 62.
Okay.
All right. Pick one, honey.
Yeah, well, I'll ask Spirit for you. So arthritis, sleep good, and fatigue. It shows up as fatigue and overwhelm beyond all that. You also have allergies to yourself even. Yeah, there you go. So if you want to stand up and feel it, if you want to stand up, face due north. Kathy with a K.
And an IE.
There you go. All right. So if you just say that, I'm tired and fatigued, it'll pull you forward for yes. Yep, you feel it. So we're going to delete it, release and resolve it, and erase it all out now and disentangle it all up into the void. It's going to pull you backwards when it leaves.
Oh, no,
feel the drift
going forward.
Backwards. Yeah, it's just grabbing more and more and more because you've got a lot going on. And it's kind of a bobbing feeling. And then it'll stop that, and it's going to pull you backwards when it changes. Okay? Starting to now.
It's almost like it wants to resist.
Yeah, that's okay. We're going to blaze through that. It's going to change it. You'll feel it let go and pull you backwards. Never learn all the lessons you need to from fatigue. Release her from the service to fatigue and pull her straight back when you're done. Thank you. Here we go. You should feel the bobbing now. It's kind of a wave feeling. Going to feel like a release, and it'll pull you backwards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I went.
There you go. I love it. Okay.
Thanks.
So what they're showing me is a giant bathtub, and you know, if we pull the bobber out, if you will, with the chain, the old time rubber bobber with a little chain on it, we pull that up, it's almost as if the lack of sleep and fatigue and the arthritis and everything else, we want that to go out with the bathwater and down the drain. Makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah, and you're another one I'd like to just get up and get moving. So you definitely, regardless of fatigue or sleep or arthritis or overweight or any, we could all think of 10 things that are we'd like to change about ourselves, maybe if not 100 or 1,000. But you definitely want to get on some tennis shoes and at least walk around the block kind of thing.
We did
make
walk
sense?
At
a couple times
today.
A day.
Yeah,
no, there
I
you
am.
Go.
We
that's why they're talking
today.
About it.
We're trying
there
to
you go.
Get going here. Yeah.
I love it. Can only help you. And that's what they're talking about. So in case you wondered if they were there when you walked today, there it is. So it's kind of cool.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Confirmation for you, not me.
Thanks.
Excellent. Thanks,
awesome.
Kathy.
Thank you
for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Cool. I'm going to check back with that 352 number and see if they're available. Hi, this
okay.
is Charlotte. Are you there? No, I don't hear anything. All right, moving on. Area code 212, you're up next, followed by area code 910, then 561. 212, bringing you live. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, hello. Thank
Hi.
You so much.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Oh, yes. Karen or Karen Sue, depending on who you speak to.
Okay.
My mother wanted me to be Karen Sue.
Okay.
I haven't been using it. But if you need the real essence of me or whatever.
Okay. And where are you from,
sure.
Karen Sue? I like Karen Sue.
New York.
New York. Wonderful.
New York.
New York. Miss
awesome.
It.
Yeah.
Good talking to you. So what's going on with you?
Nice
what can we talk about, work on, or change?
Yeah. God, I feel like I have a million issues. But I have, I've had some health issues I've been working on for a long time. Supposedly it was initially as candida, that was systemic candida.
Okay.
Very sick. I've got some better, but I've never been quite myself. And now I feel like, you know, I have a million things going wrong. I have tooth issues,
okay.
bone loss, I'm getting arthritis. But I know a lot of hormone imbalances. I'm on thyroid hormone. I would love to get off of that. My adrenals are weak, you know, and the other hormones are just, like, not happening, so I don't know what's going on, or nobody
wow.
can figure out root causes or really get to the bottom of any of this. So I was,
well,
I thought, you know, maybe if you have some.
Yeah.
Give him a second.
Are you there?
Karen,
so. Sure, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
Greatly appreciate
it. Awesome. Yeah, I would definitely probably take those on one at a time, okay? And that's a lot going on. And just that you referenced your mother early on about the name, would show me some resistance and whatnot there, and perhaps some agita regarding mom, if you know what I'm saying. And so it feels like even a DNA or a heritage type piece with your mom. So I think if you would look back or maybe back in the day, she shared some of these same things as you, okay?
Yes.
What's that?
Yes.
You're speaking of physical issues then.
Correct. That's correct.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, and so since you're referencing her early on, that's just what I'm picking up on and what they're talking about, okay? But if you want to stand up and rock some things out, we'll at least see what we can do, okay?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, if you're facing due north right now, and the irony is they don't call you Karen, they do call you Karen Sue, so that's what spirit calls you, so find the funny part of that, right?
Yeah.
And if you just look at it as right now, I feel as if my body is weak, it's going to pull you forward. You'll feel a drift come in to go forward.
It's kind of subtle. But...
Yeah, I know. That's okay. That's me. So we're going to release that, resolve that weakness and strong weakness holding it in place. Any issues she might be experiencing in the physical body, take it out at a DNA level, ancestral level, and heritage level, surrender it all out into the void, pull her back when you're done. and you'll feel a subtle pull backwards when it all leaves?
Yes, I think so. Well,
nice.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Feels different, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd want to take these things a little bit at a time. You know, diet often is everything. It certainly shows up for you.
Really?
When I ask, it isn't bacterial. You do have a virus, mold, fungus, mildew, yeast, candida. You definitely have candida going on and some parasites too. So I would look at the candida diet as well. It's somewhat restrictive, but that would help you in an overgrowth of a lot of different things. Okay?
Oh,
I've been
following that for a million years.
Oh, yeah. Been, okay, that's what they're talking about.
Is there anything specific that I might be doing wrong? Or?
Well, sugar feels like your total mortal enemy right now, so I would cut out pretty much everything sugar. That's really feeding what you got going on, so.
I'd
eat as clean as possible. Yeah, I'd be doing some exercise. I'd be doing, it's a little mix of all of it. If you want to email me, I'll send you some more information on it for free. But
okay, thank you. It's just I thought that I actually wasn't eating sugar.
Mm-hmm. No, you'd be surprised.
I had everything down, and I watch it pretty carefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still showing up for you, though. I would look at some other things like Paw D'Arco tea and different things that may knock that out. If you even go online, look at eBay or Amazon, there's now products that would be a candida type of supplement you'd want to take, and that would help you out a lot, too. There's a variety of herbs and roots and different things that would help you with that as well.
No, I've tried lots of things. And it's funny, someone recently mentioned Paw D'Arco to me, and I've ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's due in the mail any day.
I love it. Well,
the
that's what they're talking about for you.
I'm sorry?
So, that's what they're talking about for you. Yep.
Okay. Do I have to take a lot of it?
I would certainly be taking it with every meal. I would at least do a tea bag, you know, maybe three times a day kind of thing. You could make three tea bags and let's say a quart jar, half gallon, and sip it throughout the day. But you need a minimum of three tea bags for one, two, at least three boxes. There's 24 tea bags in a box, regardless of what brand you get.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to need three tea bags a day until you're done with at least three boxes. So, and it's not bad, by the way. It's not punishment. I mean, it has a chai flavor to it. You know, you can add some lemon in there. It tastes pretty good, actually.
Okay. Well, what I had ordered was herbal liquid extract by Nature's Answer. Is the tea better?
I like the tea, but if you did the extract, then I'm going to ask right now for you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as many as 7 drops twice a day for 1, 2, 3 bottles. So 7 drops twice a day, 3 bottles is what you got to get through for it to really make a difference.
Very good. I ordered.
Does that help?
Oh, well, yes, very wonderful.
Yeah.
I ordered 2. I'll get 4.
Thank you, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. And just try that out, honey. And I think that's going to make a difference for you. Like I said, if you want to email me, I'll send you a bunch of free things or ebooks and audios to listen to, and they'd only help you as well. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Bless you,
you
both.
Bet. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank
you. Yeah, I'm glad you called too. That was really cool. Okay. All right, so area code 910, you are up next. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is John. And I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina, awesome. And what's your question for Jimmy?
It's not necessarily a health issue yet.
Okay.
But I'm just incredibly depressed, man. I mean,
okay.
Nothing
so
is working out.
Are you taking anything now as far as psychotropics or prescriptions?
No.
Okay. So even better. So we'll do what we can for you, okay? So if you want to stand up real quick, we'll rock some things out for you. And this is for anyone else also that might feel depressed or have feelings of depression. Any nicknames for you? What do they call you?
Jay.
Jay? Okay. So if you're standing there facing due north and you say, my name is Jay, it should pull you straight forward?
Yes.
Feel it? All right. And
yes.
So I'm going to take off this basic feeling. You've got a kind of a shroud of overwhelm. Also, it's kind of what's the point. We're going to put that up there and get rid of that too. And you almost feel like life for you is 2 fives for a 10. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
In other words, 2 fives for a 10. In other words, you're taking 2 steps forward and 2 steps back, that kind of thing.
It feels like 2 steps forwards and 20 steps back. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Then you're with me. You're just more extreme. I like that. Okay, good. So we're going to put all that up for you, Jay. And we're going to delete it, erase and resolve it, take all that depression with him, and take all that off of him. Especially the situational depression, and surrender all that into the void. You're going to feel a pull backwards when it all leaves. And here we go. Taken out now. And take him out of unclear too. Release and resolve all that. Safe and comfortably depression free is no. Change that to yes. Learned all the lessons you need to from depression is no. Change that to yes. And here we go. Now it's going to pull you straight back.
Nice.
Nice. Make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. That can only help you. And that's something near and dear to my heart. You know, Char's pretty much experienced the same things. My brother was gorgeous. He looked like Tom Cruise, only taller, minus the $500 million. And he died of drugs and alcohol in our home. He OD'd. So, you know, as long as you're alive, I would say to you, you always got a shot. And that's for anybody listening. So you always have a chance to change things. You're just one step away from changing these things. Exercise is critical for you, too. You still got to get out of the house and be walking around, do something, any kind of class, any kind of thing you can to keep things stirred up and moving, okay?
Yeah.
And I would look at Go ahead.
That's kind of the thing. It's like I'm a dolphin, you know, and for like the past 5 years, it's like I have no friends, and it's very strange. It's very strange.
Well, we'll work on that. Let's get you feeling better, first of all. You test really good for kava-kava. So you're going to want to look into that. St. John's wort, not so much, and 5-HTP and GABA. So you might want to read about those. Those would help you out a lot. If you'll shoot me an email, I'll send you information on them. I don't sell product, but I certainly encourage people to research, do their own research, and read about
Absolutely.
Some things.
GABA is some
okay.
good stuff, actually. Yeah.
GABA is some good stuff for you that will really take you out of it. one of the least expensive pills is on eBay. And you almost need, well, let me ask Spirit, you need at least 2 of those a day. Not so much in the morning, but 1 in the afternoon, evening would take the edge off. GABA would help you sleep at night. 5-HTP, I'd be taking at least 1 of those for lunch every day to smooth out your overthinking. Does that make sense? Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I'm so trapped in my head, yes.
There you go. Yeah, and I'm not going to divulge everything they're telling me over the live airways, but you know what I'm saying. So,
right.
Anyway, good talking to you, though. Char might pile in on this one. She's got experience in it all, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can only repeat what I said to the other caller with regard to A Course in Miracles, and especially with the friendlessness. I would like to address that, and I'm getting a message to share. A lot of times, you know, when people leave our life that way, and it's one by one, and it's under strange circumstances, and it's confusing, and it's painful. And then we really start to fold in on ourselves and kind of experience a dark night of the soul. And I learned the hard way that these periods are when we need to do a lot of soul work. So we want to change our perception of it and not feel so sorry for ourselves. But take the opportunity to really work on yourself, because if you're hoping for better relationships, if you were to go out and try to make a few friends now, the only kind of people you would attract are the ones that resonate to the vibration of where you are right now. So doing
miserable.
That soul work, studying, I know. And you're going to attract somebody miserable, and you'll wind up with a relationship that's problematic and full of drama.
Yep.
Because that's what is going to match the mirror. So doing that soul work, whether it's A Course in Miracles, meditation, all the techniques I talk about on the show, and then raising that vibration so that you can experience more peace and joy, and then you start to attract people. But if it feels like you're being held down right now, it's from soul level. It's from your higher self saying, slow down, Jay. Take time to reflect, regroup, forgive what needs to be forgiven. Allow it to come up. Let it go. This is what's weighing you down. And then as you open up, free up, and release, life starts to change in response, and it's a beautiful process. But I know it's hard, and I want to acknowledge how hard this is and how miserable you feel. But those are the things I would say, and I just wanted to remind everybody that Jimmy, you know, his repeated invitation to email him and get some free stuff, I just wanted to reiterate his email address, which is info@jimmymackhealing.com. Does everything I said make sense or resonate with you, Jay?
Absolutely.
I know it's hard. But when you come out of it on the other side, you'll look back and see yourself for who you really are. You're much stronger than you believe.
God, I hope so.
You are. Trust me. You're a good egg.
Yeah. And again, we're talking to you, Jay, because we've been there. You know, we're not trying to tell you how to race powerboats offshore, and we've never been in a boat before. So we've been in your boat before, and we know how dark it can be, okay? So we're living proof that you can climb out of it, okay, and things can get better. So.
Excellent.
All right, brother, dear.
I'm so grateful. Thank you guys very much.
You're very
welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, listen to the show and take what we teach here as a new interest that will keep you occupied and growing and learning, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, dear. You're welcome. I'll put you on hold. You're funny. Teaching people how to, what was it, a drag race boat offshore?
Offshore race boats are what came through for him. It's funny. It's like us trying to tell him how to do it, right? And we've never been on a boat before, so good luck.
All right,
but you know, we've been there. Listen.
Yeah, we have.
We've been there. We know people have been there. We deal with people that deal with it every day. So it's not like we go, oh, I don't understand. It's like, no, we understand.
I especially understand. I mean, most people, you know, they have some karma to burn off in any given lifetime. But I've burned off four lifetimes of karma in 33 years. You can't imagine what that was like, but I survived it. You know, and I learned things the hard way, and I took the long route. And the good news is I took notes along the way. So, you know, when somebody presents a situation, in most cases, I can relate to it on some level, you know. So it's all good. It's all good. I wouldn't be happy about it, but I would be willing to go through it again just to help people. But let's try to get a couple more people in. And just to remind everybody, email Jimmy, get some free stuff. My website, spiritualinsightsradio.com. Send me a testimonial about today's segment or any other and get a free MP3. You can also get an MP3 on money energy for free for signing up for the newsletter. All right, area code 561, bring you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi there. My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Palm Beach.
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach. Yeah. 561.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Laura. What's going on with you?
Well, I am divorced, and I haven't met anyone since I divorced, which was, about 15 years ago. And I'm wondering if there's something going on that's preventing me from meeting someone, if it's something at the soul level, if there's something you're seeing going on medically, because I do have a couple of health issues as well.
Sure. Well, you called in on the romance thing, so we'll bang that out. If you want to stand up, face due north.
Sure.
Up towards Jacksonville that way.
Okay.
And if you just say, my name is Laura, it'll pull you forward.
My name is Lauren.
And if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, you'll feel a pull backwards.
My name is Nemo the Fish.
If feel the drift going back?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay. So the first thing I would jump into on that would be it's safe and comfortable for me to be in a romantic relationship. I said it for you. They heard me. So just let me know if you go forward, back, or in between.
Kind of staying where I am, maybe forward a little
bit.
Yeah,
that's what I figured too, very stagnant. Yeah. So we're going to delete out whatever's blocking you, and it wouldn't even matter if it's soul level or anything else. I'm just going to change it for you really quick. I'm going to pull you forward harder when it changes now.
Wow. Yeah, I felt that.
Okay. You felt
yep.
that, right? There you
mm-hmm.
go. Even though you're in Florida on the other side of the coast, we go around the world, so it's all good. So I think
okay.
that's going to help you out a lot. Obviously, whether it's 15 days or 15 years, you know, you got to accept every invitation you can. It's not like Palm Beach is too much of a boring place. There's always something going on, or a beach party or a barbecue or what have you. And so if you have a girlfriend or friend that goes, hey, you got to come out to this party with us, you can't just say no, you know. I see
mm-hmm.
beautiful women 7 days a week, and a lot of them have the chief complaint you do. And I tell them if you lay around the couch all day, waiting for the UPS man to show up and be the love of your life, you know, you're probably going to be disappointed. So I would definitely get out there in the mix more. You show
okay.
up a lot better right now. I don't even get that you have it safe and comfortable to be seen. Right now that's going to pull you straight back.
Mm-hmm.
When I say it, I don't want to delete all that out for you. It's going to pull you forward when it shifts to it's safe and comfortable to be seen and it's safe and comfortable to be yourself. You'll feel the drift come in.
Mm-hmm.
Those will help you a lot, okay?
Okay.
And if you have health issues, I'll be glad to help you with those at some point. I do in person in Clearwater, Florida,
mm-hmm.
for, you know, particular clients or referrals from friends. And then,
mm-hmm.
obviously, phone and Skype around the world. So help you any way I can. If you just shoot me an email
Thank
and
you.
Reference, yeah, Charlotte in the show, we'll send you all kinds of free
okay.
stuff you can at least read and listen to. They can only help you.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
thank you very
All right,
much.
Laura. Okay. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you thanks. So much.
Thanks for
You're
calling
welcome.
In.
Thank you.
Take care. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and lastly, our lottery winner is area code 508. Bring you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Helen, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Helen. How can we help you?
I have a question for Jimmy and Shark, if appropriate, obviously. I'm ready to start a business, and I get this feeling that I have some sort of a block, more of a spiritual than otherwise, and I just wanted to see
okay.
what you both might have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get that it's money per se, but spiritually, yeah, it's actually about success. Like, it's safe and comfortable for you to be successful is no. So we can change that real quick for you if you want to stand up, face due north.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I don't know you, so here you go. It's safe and comfortable for me to be successful. It's going to feel like it's pulling you backwards.
It sure is.
Okay, and I'm going to release it, resolve it. Delete it, take it out of a spiritual level and soul level, DNA, history of all past lives, core, parallel universe, parallel dimension, and even stuff we know and don't know. It's going to pull you straight forward when it comes into safe and comfortable to be successful.
Got it.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that fun?
It's totally awesome. It was almost like the wording that I came up with this morning when I was sort of playing around with it, that it was more like, you know, not worthy and deserving of having.
Yeah,
clients.
throw those in. We're going to do those for everybody right now. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Three
yeah.
of my favorite pieces would be safe and comfortable to be receiving all the best life has to offer, deserving of all the best life has to offer, and worthy of all the best life has to offer. And those are no for you right now. It's going to pull you backwards.
Yep, it definitely did.
Yeah. I'm just telling you ahead of time what they're saying, so no worries. And now we're going to pull you forward when we shift them all to yes, okay?
Yep.
And you'll feel the drift coming in.
Forward.
Love it. And, hey, that's them whispering to you. Don't ever underappreciate or, you know, put that down or poo-poo that, because that's definitely spirit whispering and giving you the bottom line piece of what's holding you up the most. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So,
I know that I'm ready. That's not a question at all.
Yeah. So the key is to be able to figure out, obviously, you know, what the block is, and then the real power is in changing it. And that's what we're doing right now, as quick as a bunny. Okay. But if you email me, and Char's got some great free stuff too. Heck, email us both on the same the same email even, and we'll send you a bunch of different things. And my main one I would send you, and it's all free, is it's about money blocks and success and that sort of thing. And so that can only help you as long as you know, you're in there every day moving it forward. These are going to take out some of the greater blocks that you had prior to today. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I've actually been listening to your money MP3 for a while.
Really?
Oh, okay. Great.
Who, Jimmy?
Great. Yeah, that can only help you too.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool.
And you like
you're already doing good and on track. I think you probably got that far just from that alone. That's dreamy.
The only thing I can add is that, you know, there was a block, but I think it was karmic from a past life and several others behind it compounding it. But you were very successful, but you were mean to people, and there's guilt associated with it. So, in this lifetime, if you want to do some forgiveness work and make a blanket statement that with regard to a fear of success and add fear of failure, just to throw that in there, any karma that is tied to a past life, you forgive yourself, the other people in the scenario, and the scenario itself, and just make a blanket statement across all time that any lifetime, you now resolve it, let it go. And then you'll start to feel a little more comfortable with the idea of success.
Awesome.
Love
Thank
it.
You guys
Another
so
thing
much.
I can,
looking forward to
you're
it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Another
yeah,
thing
we're
I
glad
can
you called
about,
in.
Yeah, I just wanted, there's another piece of information I have about having a fear of success. When it comes to a fear of failure, it's a fear of letting other people down. When it comes to a fear of success, it's a fear of not being able to live up to your own standards and keep it going. So look at your relationship with yourself and be very loving and forgiving of yourself and accepting, and just know that you can do this. You have the vision. But once you commit to it, it will fall into place easily. And it's like putting one foot in front of the other, and everything will come to you. It'll work.
Awesome. Are you guys going to have this recording? Are you going to be able to post this recording anywhere, or is it going to be on the website or any place else?
It's on the Blog Talk Radio website, but it's a little easier to go to my website, which is spiritualinsightsradio.com, and I have a complete list of archives, over 200 shows divided by category, whether it's spirituality, metaphysics, money, energy, ascended messages from ascended beings, body, mind, spirit, health, all inspiring authors. There's a gazillion to listen to.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you called.
Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you both again.
You're welcome. Take care, Helen. All right. I'm sorry. That's all the time we have. We can't take any more calls, but you can call. You can get in touch with Jimmy for a private session, or you can check back in 2 weeks when Jimmy comes back for his second one-hour segment on Spiritual Insights. Any parting words, Jimmy?
Just glad to be here, thrilled to be working this with you and helping and contributing to all the people we possibly can.
Yeah.
So it's exciting, and you make me look good, and you make it look easy. So we appreciate you, too, for doing it.
Thanks. I appreciate that. All right, Jimmy, I'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
All right, everybody.
Thank you. You, too.
You're welcome. All right. All right, everybody, until next time, God bless and be at peace.